horror. Nowadays is only violence and gore.
Effects and nothing more.
Now it's all become a bore.
Jump scares here and there, but nothing chilling to the bone.
They lack a certain tone that leaves you scared to be alone.
Oh, where are all the tales that made you check under your bed?
And where are all the monsters that would fill your soul with dread?
What makes you wonder what goes bump in the night?
Makes you jump out of fright.
Heart thump.
Blood pump. Gives you goosebumps.
It's Goosebumps.
Oh.
Goosebumps, I'm misreading Goosebumps.
Turning every page, what raise my hair?
Goosebumps reading gave me goosebumps.
Readers beware, you're in for a scare.
When I was young, I didn't read, but thanks to R.L. Stein, since around the age of 9, this boy was hooked to every line.
Sure, they were for kids, but they were scary nonetheless.
My bed would be a mess.
I thought my dolls were all possessed!
They got me into reading and inspired me for years.
It's brilliant how they all tapped into basic human fears.
Like, for example, piano lessons, living dummies,
monster blood,
and walking mummies,
killer homes, killer gnomes,
killer bees,
killer trees, killer bugs, killer dogs,
killer bats,
killer cats, killer dreads, killer heads, killer death, killer
breath. Killer breath. Okay, so really it's just killer everything.
I mean, yeah.
Goosebumps,
I'm just reading goosebumps, turning every page would raise my hair. Goosebumps, reading gave me goosebumps. Readers beware, you're in for a scare.